Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. I want to ask you what your life is like and has been like as this kind of lawyer. And I have a memory, which I hope it's okay to share, of being a young staffer. We referred to it at the beginning of the interview. And it was, I think it was like 9 or 10 p.m. at night. And there was some thorny issue of campaign finance law. And there was, I think, a bill that had been introduced. And there was a question about whether it should be amended in a particular way. And at the time, as you know, I was working for Senator Schumer. And he basically summoned you to come at like 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night to sit and, you know, be cross-examined on the law. Is that what your life has been like, given how many prominent senators you work for, that at the drop of a hat, powerful people need to consult with you and you drop everything and have to talk to them?
Yes, including Senator Schumer. that part of my life has not changed at all.
And he, whatever happened to that guy? Oh, yeah. He got more powerful.
I was going to say, so like literally what you just described is my life. Now, look, it's one of the honors and privileges I've had as a lawyer is to work for an extraordinary group of clients, including senators, members of Congress, governors, and presidents, actually. So I wouldn't trade it for anyone else's career. I will tell you it is sometimes a challenge. I say to folks that my day is only as good as the worst day that any Democratic politician is having. But that said, it's a lot of fun and you meet a lot of really interested and talented people. I met you, right? I'm sure you look back on your Hill days and you look at who else you met along the way and it's really—
Oh yeah, and it was a struggle, but boy, you learn a lot. But I still don't get— So I only, you know, staffers would often commiserate because every member of Congress is in some measure a fiefdom headed by a rock star who has his or her own predilections and eccentricities and has good qualities and sometimes not so good qualities. But at least you learn how to deal with your one member. If you're a chief counsel to that senator like I was, you've got to deal with like all the members because they all retain you. And like, do you have to keep in your mind like a chart of best practices with each member according to their personalities, or are you just the same guy no matter what?
No, I mean, you definitely do keep in mind the differences between members, between candidates. I will say that sometimes the hardest thing for me is not so much that it is. I sometimes say that like the dealing with the House and dealing with the Senate is like the difference between Italian and Spanish. They're sort of similar, but they're not the same. And that actually will sometimes be the hardest thing for me. There are definitely cultural differences between the two chambers. There are some legal differences and ethics differences between the two chambers. And because they're so similar in many regards, sometimes it'll be harder for me to calibrate if I'm in a meeting that involves both members of the House and Senate, or if I'm dealing with an issue across chambers. Sometimes that'll be harder than if I'm dealing with, you know, different senators. That's sometimes easier to keep track of.
What happens when a senator or a House member wants to be able to do something and thinks it's appropriate to do a particular thing, and you say you can't do that thing? Have you ever had a fight about that?
Every day.
No, well, I guess because obviously you've over time represented non-political candidates too. Are they more difficult and more obstreperous in this way or not?
No, look, I joke about it every day. No, I mean, it happens. I mean, the good thing is that because I've been doing this long enough, at this point, I have a strong enough relationship and I think reputation with them that they know I'm not telling them no or not to do something simply because I want to be difficult, but because I'm actually looking out for their interests. It was much harder when I was first starting out and doing this, when I would show up on a senator's doorstep and they didn't know who I was or why I was telling them what they was. You know, I will tell you, like, the era around McCain-Feingold was very difficult because the legal regime shifted from a whole bunch of conduct that they could do to a whole bunch of conduct they couldn't do. Right. And there were some senators who were very difficult to deal with at that time, but not now. Now,
I remember you came in, I think another time, was it in 06? I think it was S1? A whole bunch of ethics reform was passed.
Yeah.
And I remember cracking up because I think you had to explain to the entire membership the things that they couldn't do anymore. And you had to do it with humor because it was a little bit, even though it was passed by Senate Democrats, not everyone liked every provision in that bill.
Yes, I recall that. I recall that vividly. I was invited to a caucus. I can't remember whether it was steering committee or what. And I had an opportunity to tell the Senate what they had just voted on.
That's what I thought was funny about that was maybe you only said this to me or to staffers because maybe it's mildly insulting to say it to the Senate. Like I had to explain to the Senate the law that the Senate had just passed.
No, it's fine. I mean, you know, there were a lot of provisions in it and it was highly technical in many respects. And so I enjoy those opportunities make sure that senators and members of the Congress and candidates understand what these rules are. But like I said, it's easier now than it was when I was a more junior lawyer, when I would have senators tell me, you know, well, what we were really trying to do in Buckley, you know, and I'd be like, you know, I was 5 years old. I don't know, you know.
Thank you again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.